BC. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media.
Look at you are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. Lots to talk about. The, something like 13 Democrat presidential wannabes were in Las Vegas yesterday and over the weekend, and they attended what was called a First in the West event with 2020 Democrat presidential candidates. It was about what you would expect. The show today is going to be a big one. Late last week, you know, that Roger Stone was convicted of lying to investigators, among other things. And a guy that turned down a plea deal with the Robert Mueller people, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a friend of Roger Stone's, an associate. He will join us just after 10:30. Victor Jakes has figured this whole Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders class warfare thing out. He's figured it all out. And Victor Jakes will join us. By the way, just for the record, you know, they always talk about those nasty one percenters that have all the income. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they're one percenters. Their effective tax rate is something like 25% when the going rate is much higher, is 37%. Yeah, so they're not afraid to take those tax deductions. Anyway, I want to begin the program with a speech before the Federalist Society on Friday. This was Bill Barr, the Attorney General, and he talked about the Democrats and the left, that they have made it difficult over the first 3 years to even govern, much less succeed in government, to make government do what it's supposed to do, and that's make our lives better. Somehow this president has done that. I don't know how he's done it. But this was Bill Barr. This is cut one in front of the Federalist Society on Friday. Here it is.
They rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. Now, resistance is the language used to describe insurgency against rule imposed by an occupying military power. It obviously connotes that the government is not legitimate. This is a very dangerous and indeed incendiary notion to import into the politics of a democratic republic. What it means is that instead of viewing themselves as the loyal opposition, as opposing parties have done in this country for over 200 years, they essentially see themselves as engaged in a war to cripple by any means necessary a duly elected government. A prime example of this is the Senate's unprecedented abuse of the advice and consent process. The Senate is, of course, free to exercise that power to reject what it deems to be unqualified nominees. But that power was never intended to allow the Senate to systematically oppose and draw out the approval process for every appointee so as to prevent the president from building a functional branch of government. Yet that is precisely what the Senate minority has done from President Trump's very first day in office. As of September of this year, the Senate has been forced to invoke cloture on 236 Trump nominees, each of those representing its own massive consumption of legislative time meant only to delay the inevitable confirmation. How many times was cloture invoked on nominees during President Obama's administration? 17 over 8 years. And how about the second President Bush's first term? 4 times. It is reasonable to wonder whether a future president will actually be able to form a functioning administration if his or her party does not hold the Senate.
That's Bill Barr, the Attorney General, and a good one, by the way. Coming up, what is the timetable for impeachment? For those of you trying to make holiday plans and you want to make sure that you're you know, glued to your TV watching impeachment proceedings. Yeah, I said that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. People don't really care. But the fact is that impeachment is going to move its way into the holiday season. And I can't tell you, I don't even think Nancy Pelosi knows for sure when this thing's going to end. There are a lot of variables. And coming up after the break, we'll let you hear Nancy Pelosi in her own words talk about that timetable to impeachment. I don't even think she knows right now what that timetable looks like, but it came up on one of the Sunday shows yesterday, and we'll get to that. I'm Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Walsh on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions. Perfect time of the year for that with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new deal.
I just love it. I just love it. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I promised I'd let you hear from Nancy Pelosi. She was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday, and I believe it was taped Friday. No. Go easy. Margaret Brennan, she's just doing her job. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi was asked about the timetable for impeachment. The problem is nobody can give us even a guesstimate of when this stuff's going to start, when the actual hearings would begin. We don't know. Nancy Pelosi was asked about that timetable yesterday, or actually Friday, on Face the Nation. Here it is.
Can you help walk the American people through what happens next? We have another week of hearings.
Yes.
There'll be an intelligence report written up. Mm-hmm. And then what? Does the president get, as he says, to confront his accuser or get due process?
What do you mean confront his accuser? Confront the whistleblower?
Presumably.
Well, I will make sure he does not intimidate the whistleblower. So the president could come right before the committee and speak all the truth that he wants if he wants to take the oath of office, or he could do it in writing. He has every opportunity to present his case. But it's really a sad thing. I mean, what the president did was so much worse than even what Richard Nixon did. But at some point, Richard Nixon cared about the country enough to recognize that this could not continue. The Intelligence Committee is leading this part of the inquiry. There are other depositions that are being taken by more committees. So some of the depositions will continue, and then what takes place in the intelligence public will continue for another week. I don't know how much longer. I guess it depends on how many more witnesses they have. That's up to the committee. I don't guide that. That's up to the committee.
You expect that to be wrapped up before the end of the year?
I have no idea. Again, I don't have any
timetable for that.
No. I mean, it is self-evident that we have open hearings for the next week. I don't know if there are any beyond that. Then we're out for Thanksgiving. Doesn't mean depositions couldn't be taken during that time. And then when we come back, by then maybe a decision, or maybe they have more hearings. And then I have six committees who have been working on all of this, and those six chairmen have been very involved in what the how we will proceed.
Does that mean that'll be potentially included in an impeachment, that you might broaden this beyond the issue related to Ukraine?
Well, that's not up for me. That's what the facts will determine. We're also proceeding in the courts. And this week we had another powerful decision by a court. Now the president is appealing it to the Supreme Court that the president should release his financial documents. We've won all of the cases in the court on this. Roger Stone, what, seven counts was it that he was found guilty? Manafort is in prison. Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, is in prison. There's so much wrongdoing attached with all of this. But we have to keep it very precise in terms of the President of the United States and the Constitution of the United States. And that is what this is about. And it's very serious. And none of us came here to impeach a president. This is very sad. At the same time, as I say, we're trying to pass a trade bill, pass our appropriations bills, Voting Rights Act, whether it's background checks, climate action now, equal pay for equal work, raising the minimum wage, all of the issues that we're working on for the good of the American people. So this isn't, while this is a concentration of our conversation here, it's not what we do in a day.
What? What did he say?
No. It's not a he, it's a she. It's a Nancy Pelosi. One thing I want you to hear. This is what the fake news media is doing in trying to taint the jury, so to speak.
You are fake news.
Yeah. The fake news are all over this. In fact, I want to go to cut seven because this is Jake Tapper attempting to taint a Senate juror when it comes to Lindsey Graham. Listen to this and tell me if this isn't jury intimidation by the lamestream fake news media, namely talking about Lindsey Graham. Here
Graham's public statements on the matter have been confusing. On September 25th, after the White House released that rough call transcript between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, Graham called the call a, quote, nothing non-quid pro quo burger.
If you're looking for a circumstance where the President of the United States was threatening the Ukraine with cutting off aid unless they investigate his political opponent, you would be very disappointed. That does not exist.
Then in October, Graham told Axios that other evidence beyond the rough transcript might change his mind.
If you could show me that, you know, Trump actually was engaging in a quid pro quo outside the phone call, that would be very disturbing.
We now have reams of evidence, testimony from multiple Trump administration diplomats and national security officials, current and former, suggesting that outside that phone call, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, Rudy Giuliani, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, all were pushing Ukraine to investigate the Bidens if they wanted that aid in that White House meeting. Now, the Judiciary Committee chairman has a different and brand new take.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. It depends on who you talk to. They seem to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Coherence is not particularly evident in Chairman Graham's position on this impeachment inquiry. On October 9th, he tweeted, quote, if House Democrats refuse to release the full transcript of former Ukraine Ambassador Kurt Volker's testimony, as requested by Republican Congressman Jordan, it will be an abuse of power. And then this week, as that transcript and many others were released, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee said he was not going to read any of the transcripts.
Do you plan on reading these transcripts that were released?
No. I don't care what anybody else says about the phone call. The phone call, I've made up my own mind, is fine. I think this is a bunch of BS.
Beyond the fact that reading these transcripts is actually, you know, Graham's job as Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, his statement recalled nothing so much as former Indiana Republican Congressman Earl Landgraeb in 1974. When asked by an Associated Press reporter about a new set of damning Nixon tapes, Congressman Landgraeb said, quote, don't confuse me with the facts. I've got a closed mind. I'm going to stick with my president. Now, we see plenty of folks like that in Congress today, but it is jarring to hear similar sentiments from Graham, who, as House impeachment manager during the Clinton impeachment, and then under the tutelage of his former mentor, the late John McCain, saw and perhaps still sees himself as someone willing to be independent, with allegiance not to any politician, but to the public, to the rule of law, to the U.S. Constitution. Graham spoke on the Senate floor after the loss of his friend McCain.
Don't look to me to replace this man. Look to me to remember what he was all about and try to follow in his footsteps.
Is Senator Lindsey Graham trying to follow in the footsteps of John McCain? Or is he trying to follow in the footsteps of Earl Landgraeb?
Shut up, you moron!
I just love that. Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back that claim up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. No matter where you live across our listening area, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can help you. Or just check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. The Sunday shows were full of it. Literally and figuratively. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of protesters believed trapped at the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong after police lay siege to the campus. They surrounded it with water cannons, tear gas, and heavy vehicles to hold back those protesters. The Hong Kong protests began in June over a controversial bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Many demonstrators see that as Chinese meddling in Hong Kong's affairs. President Trump saying this morning he had a very good and cordial meeting with Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell at the White House. The president tweeting that many things were discussed, including interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China. Trump's been highly critical of Powell ever since choosing him to replace Janet Yellen at the helm of the Fed. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Another title for Rowdy Nation. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
At Freightliner, innovation is at their core. In fact, Freightliner was created nearly 80 years ago out of a need for something new in trucking. Today, that innovation still drives them as they constantly work to make their industry-leading trucks safer, more dependable, and even more efficient. All the things that make a smart business decision a winning business decision, no matter what you may haul. Learn more about Freightliner on highway trucks at Freightliner.com. Freightliner, run smart.
Kyle Busch kept chugging along while his rivals had issues at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday night in the season finale and won the race as well as his second Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series championship. Busch had no doubt that his crew chief made the difference for him.
Adam Stevens. Just communicating with him and talking with him and being able to get the right adjustments on the race car to be able to get it to where we needed it. And then when the lights came on, our car came to life. I think the 19 was really fast too. If it would have been a straight-up race, I don't know, there at the end. But, man, he restarted fourth on that restart, and we drove away. So, I don't know. I think we earned this one.
Busch became just the 16th driver to win more than one championship at NASCAR's highest level. The victory was the 56th of his Cup career. Among championship contenders, Martin Truex Jr. rallied back to second after his crew accidentally put the right and left front tires on the opposite sides during a pit stop. Kevin Harvick finished fourth, and Denny Hamlin was 10th. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap. For complete details, visit MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. 1875.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
So good to have you with us. Brand new week, and don't forget, coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us. His column, I urge you to check it out. It's great stuff. No, it really is. I mean, it's great stuff about the one percenters.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
In particular, the one percenters who are running for president. Namely, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. They are one percenters. Also, Jerome Corsi, friend of Roger Stone. Has he talked with Roger Stone since the conviction last week? I'll ask him. Also, Lisa, this is really good. Lisa Song Sutton is running for Congress in CD4 in communities all across our listening area. You're going to be seeing a lot of Lisa Song Sutton But she's running in CD4. She'll join us in studio just after 11 o'clock. So big show still ahead. In this first hour, we are fulfilling our obligation to you. Our agreement with you is such. You go out on Sunday morning, and you do whatever you want. You can go to church. You can sleep in. You can go to brunch. You can play tennis or golf. You can do whatever you want. And you don't have to waste your time listening to these mind-numbing Sundays. You know, these chat shows. Yeah. It's that. For instance, yesterday, did you see Chuck Todd grandstanding again? This time with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. And he grilled him on the Trump demand that Ukraine go public with an investigation of corruption. Now, to me, the answer is simple. And by the way, this is going to be cut number two. Cut number two. The answer is simple. Once the new president of Ukraine went out on a limb and went public, he would have to follow through on corruption. But this is the grandstanding Chuck Todd with Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin. Here it is.
Why was the president so insistent that President Zelensky had to be public about announcing an investigation? And I ask that because, you know, one of the foundations of due process in this country is actually not to publicly announce who you're investigating, because you may be investigating somebody who's innocent. And yet the president wanted Ukraine to violate one of our great protections in the rule of law and publicly announce an investigation, regardless of whether there's guilt or not. Why did he want to go public?
I'm not sure that's the case. I certainly understand that President Trump wanted to find out what was happening in 2016 and what, you know, how did this false narrative about Russian collusion with his campaign occur. That I know, because that's from my firsthand testimony. What I also know is when I sprung that on President Trump in my August 31st phone call, he completely denied there's any kind of arrangement that Ukraine had to do something before he'd release that funding. And this is what has not been reported from that phone call. At the tail end, it was a pretty long phone call. We talked about a bunch other things, but at the very end, he wrapped it up by saying, Ron, I got a hurricane I have to deal with, but I hear what you're saying. We're reviewing this. I think mm-hmm. you're going to like my decision. So he's already leaning toward providing that funding on August 31st. My guess is that if this never would have been exposed, that funding would have been restored, and our relationship with Ukraine would be far better off than it is today.
Again, you seem to say that you seem to blame this on everybody but the president. It was the president's actions.
I'm not blaming anybody, Chuck.
Well, you are. You're blaming everybody else for the reason we're in this situation other than the president's. Isn't the president's own behavior, which raised all of these yellow and red flags, isn't that why we're here?
Again, I'm sympathetic with President Trump as he has been tormented from the day after his election. You know, a quick little quote from the lawyer of the whistleblower. This is 10 days after his inauguration. Coup has started. First of many steps, rebellion. Impeachment will follow ultimately. Now, if this whistleblower was, you know, to be lionized by yeah. the Washington Post, maybe we ought to take a look at, you know, who he hired. You know, he could have hired an unbiased officer of the court. Instead, he hired Mark Zayed, who said, coup has started, first many steps, impeachment will follow ultimately. Now,
Senator,
again, okay. that's not an unbiased officer of the court. So there's something going on here, Chuck. That's my point.
Well,
something's going on
what's
dividing this country.
Let me ask you this. Now, let me ask you this. You brought it. You're the one that brought up this idea that impeachment was something that the left wanted to do immediately. I'm going to quote from you, sir. November 1st, 2016. You're asked about Hillary Clinton, and you said this before the election. She purposely circumvented the law. This was willful concealment and destruction. I would say yes, high crime or misdemeanor. You were talking about impeachment before that election with Hillary Clinton. How should viewers not look at what you're doing here and you're just reacting as a partisan, that if Trump were a Democrat, you'd be ready to convict him?
First of all, understand that's before an election. I'm trying to hammer out the political differences before an election. And by the way, I completely agree with that. I mean, We've been investigating the whole Hillary Clinton email scandal, the exoneration of her. You know, that was not an investigation to really dig out the truth. It was.
I think it was legit German to advocate impeachment before the election. You're criticizing Democrats for advocating impeachment days after the inauguration.
You'd have to listen to the question. I don't think I said impeachment right there at all, Chuck. So again, no, I was just pointing out what Hillary Clinton had done, and I was hoping that people would not elect her, and they didn't. And that's, I think, one of the main reasons that she was not elected is what she did with that private server.
Okay, Ron Johnson being grilled by a grandstanding Chuck Todd. Yeah, just unbelievable. What the fake news media, how low they will stoop in order to at least try and make a political point.
That's not what American people want.
And it's not. You know, for years now, I have been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. It is special because it's infused with negative ions. And now the folks at Real Water have upped their game again with the Real Water Concentrate. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go, just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Now you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's how simple it is. Just call them right now, 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. That's my website. Click on the Real Water picture, the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com. kevinwallradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. More from the Sunday shows. Just ahead of Victor Jakes at the top of the hour. That's all straight ahead, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. in Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Let's stay together, loving you weather.
So good to have you with us. Those of you in Ely and in Reno and Lake Tahoe and Sparks, the first big winter storm, I guess, is coming your way, I guess, by Wednesday. So bundle up. Make sure you bundle up. Cold weather, snow, freezing rain, you're going to see it all, and probably by Wednesday. Okay, I want to go to cut three, because this is Congressman Jim Jordan. He is on loan to the House Intelligence Committee and was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday, and doesn't buy this notion that the fake news media and the Democrats are trying to espouse, that somehow there is an irregular and a regular effort to investigate corruption in Ukraine, that there is some sort of irregular, if you will, and this is a cut three. This is cut three, yeah. That there is somehow some irregular back channel effort led by Rudy Giuliani and others. But Jim Jordan's having none of that and was on yesterday on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. Here it is.
This whole irregular channel I find interesting because they're all Senate-confirmed individuals, respected individuals, accomplished individuals,
right,
working on a diplomatic mission, and somehow that's crazy. I just don't follow. Here's the bottom line.
But do you think that the project that Gordon Sondland was working on here when he said the Biden investigation that Mr. Giuliani was pushing, was that with the president's
okay?
Here's
what I understand. We haven't heard from Kurt Volker yet. The first witness the Democrats called, the special envoy, Ambassador Volker, he said everything that was done here, there was no quid pro quo of any kind, and it was all done in a way that was consistent with the mission of making sure the aid ultimately gets to to Ukraine, and mm-hmm. that things are done in the best interest of the United States, done in the best interest of Ukraine. And that all happened. And Ambassador Volker's testimony, I think, will be particularly good and particularly powerful when we get to hear from him later this week.
Specifically, Volker said he didn't know there was a quid pro quo,
right,
that none was ever communicated to him. Not that there was definitively no quid pro quo, just that he was not aware of it.
No one's testified that there's been a quid pro quo. Everyone's got second, third hand, fourth hand information. Mr. Morrison, who was on the call, said he didn't think anything was improper or illegal mm-hmm. on the call. Miss Williams didn't think anything improper or illegal on the call.
She said inappropriate.
But those are the facts. Four facts will never change. That's the funny thing about facts. They don't change. The fact that we have the transcript and there was no linkage of any type of security assistance dollars for an investigation
right.
on the call. We have the two guys on the call.
President Trump
and President Zelensky said no pressure,
so
no linkage.
So just to be clear, though,
the Ukrainians didn't know that their aid was held at the time of the call. And most importantly, They didn't do anything.
I understand you're saying the aid was released. I understand you're saying the aid was released, but to put a fine point on it, are you comfortable with the investigation that was requested?
The investigation that was requested.
Well, look, that the president spoke to Gordon Sondland about this request to have the Bidens investigated.
I thought we were supposed to be looking into potential impact on the 2016 election and foreign countries' involvement in 2016 election. So I'm comfortable with that.
Well, this is the 2020 election. Does that make you comfortable?
Well, I don't think that's what took place here because there was never an investigation undertaken. There was never an announcement from
President Zelensky. But the request for one that was overheard and testified to.
But it didn't happen. Like, there's all kinds of talk about things, but it didn't happen. And remember, when this all broke,
and the attempt itself doesn't bother you.
What the Democrats tell us, there was a quid pro quo. The scary thing is, the Democrats have been out to get this president. I was struck by listening to Speaker Pelosi's comments. Her answer to your second question, she used the word imposter. I'm talking about the president of the United States, who 63 million people voted for, who won an electoral college landslide. And yet these Democrats have been trying to get him, the start of this Congress, Congresswoman Tlaib said she wants to impeach him before any evidence. Five members, think about this.
I understand.
Five Democrat members on the Intelligence Committee have voted to move forward with impeachment even before the whistleblower complaint was filed.
That's a very good question.
I agree. Ron Turner is a Republican from Ohio, was on with Jake Tapper. I don't know why these Republicans, this would be cut eight. Yes, cut eight. And was on with Jake Tapper talking about Trump. And I want you to listen how Jake Tapper tries to intimidate Ron Turner, who, by the way, will be one of the people who will end up hearing evidence and will be voting on impeachment. This was yesterday on State of the Union. Here it is.
President Trump was attacking Ambassador Yovanovitch as she was starting her testimony on Friday. He tweeted, quote, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad," apparently blaming her for what's happened in Somalia, what's happened in Ukraine, other places. Chairman Schiff read her the tweet during the hearing. I'm sure she would have read it during the break anyway. She said that she found it intimidating. Does it concern you at all that a witness found what President Trump tweeted to be intimidating?
Well, I mean, Jake, I think along with most people, I find the president's tweets generally unfortunate. But let's say this that I think is very important about all of it. And that is that Adam Schiff has been on a three-year quest to impeach this president. He replaced the staff at the Intelligence Committee with prosecutors instead of experts in nuclear weapons, terrorism, and the like. He changed the staff so it became an impeachment staff. For 3 years, he's been pursuing it. So it's kind of laughable that in the middle of the hearing, he reads a witness a tweet that she's up to that point unaware of, and then says, "Shazam, Eureka, I have another reason to impeach the president." He's had reasons for 3 years. He's going to continue to. He's on the quest for impeachment. He's obsessed with impeaching the president of the United States. And a majority of the Democrats were already on record of wanting to impeach this president before the Ukrainian call even happened. So I'm certain we'll continue to see the long list of new reasons why Adam Schiff thinks this president should be impeached.
I get you don't like Congressman Schiff, but you do find it concerning that a witness
in real time found the president.
Okay, you do find it concerning that a witness in real time found the president's tweet to be, quote, intimidating. That is something that concerns you?
It's certainly not impeachable, and it's certainly not criminal, and it's certainly not witness intimidation. It certainly wasn't trying to prevent her, or would it have prevented her from testifying? She was actually in the process of testifying.
So,
if a witness says she's intimidated,
how is it not witness intimidation?
Well, there's a difference between I feel intimidated and I'm intimidated to testify, which is what Adam Schiff was saying. Adam Schiff was saying, well, you're intimidated now, so you won't testify completely or fully. And that's not the case. Clearly, she testified completely and fully. I was there. Hopefully, you watched it. She was in no means intimidated and prevented from testifying.
And the last word goes to Anna Navarro. I say former because I don't think she's going to get a job with any Republicans anytime soon. Political strategist on the Republican side, and this is cut four, gloating a reaction to the Roger Stone conviction. Listen to this.
Birds of a feather flock together. Look,
for way too long. He has been surrounded by people who tell him yes, and not only do they tell him yes, they do the things that he needs in order to cover up his acts. Roger Stone, it's not only about Donald Trump. This guy has been for decades known as a dirty trickster, a mercenary who you hire to do the dirty work. And I've got to tell you, you know, the Sacred Heart nuns told me not to rejoice about other people's grief and distress, but I can't be happier that this guy actually got convicted of all counts, because he has been incredibly misogynistic. He's been a racist. He's been a jerk. He's attacked people like me. He's attacked Donna Brazile. He's attacked Don Lemon. He's attacked Roland Martin. He's attacked so many friends of mine in the vilest of forms. And guess what? Donna Brazile, Roland Martin, Don Lemon, and Anna Navarro have in common. We're all people of color. He is a racist and a misogynist who goes into intimidation attacks. And frankly, I hope he rots in jail and then in hell.
So what are your thoughts if the president were to pardon? He's been asked that. You know, not a real clarity on an answer, but it's a possibility. What would be your thoughts on that?
I suspect he's going to pardon. I suspect he's going to pardon him, but I also suspect he's got to at least wait till the election. And the fact that he's, you know, and listen, he can pardon him, but the entire world knows who this guy is. This guy is a convicted criminal. Now, put that on your tombstone.
Everything is racist.
I just love this. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Stick around. Coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And he's been looking into these one percenters, you know, the wealthiest 1%, that happen to be running for president. And he hasn't even gotten to Tom Steyer. Or, let's see, who else? Oh, Michael Bloomberg. Yeah, all of those folks. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We have just scratched the surface. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now.